like product development user experience side. So what does like the designs that we create, how are they being informed by data? And typically in the past, nothing that I've done has been really informed by data. Most of it has all been like a place, like coming from like a place of like intuition or just like this very generalized research of like, you know, we think this is what our users want, blah, blah, blah. So, or my users have always been internal to the company. So, you know, I get to do like more just kind of like talking to them, but like on a very like surface level. So anyway, so I decided to take I'm taking a course right now in user research, which is like the whole point of at this like trying to figure out getting more data behind stuff and then building on that, like building on what users need to like create better designs from that. So this is actually for a class that I'm taking. And so the course that was posed to us, so this is a project that we'll be taking, like it's like a 12-week course, and it's like a project that we'll be taking throughout throughout the course. And we were posed with this question of like, there's something that like, what's one problem that you'd like to solve that you think other people are looking to solve? And so for me, that was like, immediately like a light bulb went on. I was like, plastic. So that's kind of like where the problem came out. But like I will say upfront, I don't have a solution to this. I am I have like ideas in my head of like ways that I would solve this much more on like a local level. And so I just kind of, the purpose of like these interviews are really just to talk to people and to talk to like find my target audience and then talk to people who also like experience this kind of like guilt with buying all this plastic and see what like their habits are currently to kind of come up with like first to figure out if it's a problem and then second to like see how I can address it from like a usability standpoint. So one of the ways that I like narrowed this down to find people that were interested was obviously just like putting it out on Instagram and saying, if you're interested in this, come talk to me, because I'm identifying my like target audience as like a conscious consumer. So like anyone who reached out to me, I assumed like about this, obviously, and they want to talk about it. So, so that's actually how I want to start, is just by asking you, why did you agree to be interviewed for this particular topic?
Okay. Well, after moving from Chicago to like Ann Arbor, and then I was in Mount Pleasant, there was always access to like food co-ops, and it was more walkable in terms of like being able to access like for groceries, especially. And I cook a lot, so moving from there to Long Beach and not having access to a food co-op, and just the layout of the city, I have to drive a lot everywhere. So I just became way more self-aware of, like, how many trips I was making to the grocery store, or, like, how many, like, if I wanted to buy spices, I couldn't buy it, you know, in bulk, or beans or rice and things like that. And just we have, like, a very small recycling bin out back. And also Long Beach doesn't pick up compost. So I was just more aware of all those differences moving to the city. And when we kept refilling our recycling bin, like more than I ever have before, I was starting to be more like conscious of it. And I also work at a clinic where we have like a small kitchen and we serve like clients all the time. And we have to follow all these protocols and like wear new hair nets each time they eat, which is like 3 times a day. And there's multiple clients, so they're all wearing new hair nets and new gloves and new this. And we have to throw them all away at the end. Like they can't even reuse them.
Wow.
So it's just, like, I am constantly, like, filling up trash bags and recycling bags and throwing them out and just, under like, being aware of, like, China not accepting our recycling anymore and hearing that we don't really even know, like, what is even being accepted. Like, there isn't a defined protocol anymore. And, yeah, I think just all that awareness, it just seems like a really major problem and I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's great. Like, you're like the perfect person to talk to because you are so aware, and it's like so prolific and like everything, especially like being in working in the clinic. And that's also really interesting. I actually was, when I was thinking about, like, the different, I got a good, like, group of users because everyone's kind of, like, in all very different places. And so I was interested, like, hearing this from you in California, because definitely the first thing I think of in California is, like, there, the, if anyone is pushing the needle forward on, like, making change, it's California.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's super interesting that you actually feel it more there than you did even living in
Michigan. Yeah. And I don't know if it's more of a Long Beach thing or LA, but I think that also because I'm a transplant, most everyone I work with is all from this area. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like, if I, like, since I'm the dietitian, they would expect me to be, like, on top of all the food safety stuff. But I think it's absolutely okay to, like, reuse, like, you know, your hairnet throughout, in the course of the day. Like, what's the big deal? And
right.
Just, they're all, like, hyper aware. They say, like, Joint Commission is coming. And, like, when I was seen, like, taking, like, measures of, like, saving things and, like, washing Ziploc bags and, like, trying to dry them out.
Uh-huh.
Even if I were, like, disinfect them and everything, like, uh-huh. I got so much a sense of shame from, like, my boss and, like, the facility coordinator. They were just like, what are you doing? Like, this isn't your home. Like, and I'm just like, yeah, but we use these so many in, like, a day. Like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I do, as you get the sense of, like, it is, I was surprised, like, in California, or at least the people that I work with in these areas, they just don't see it as a problem. And so I feel like an outsider. But
Yeah, I definitely think that it's totally dependent on, like, where you live. Because, like, you know, living in Colorado, like, I thought it was super progressive, but there's a lot of places that are not, and they're not, like, very conservative. So in terms of, like, their, like, actually taking action on this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's super interesting. So tell me a little bit about, like, what, like, going to the grocery store or, like, when you purchase, like, cleaning supplies or bath products. Tell me about, like, that experience and, like, do you find that most of the things that you buy have to come in plastic?
Oh, absolutely. Almost everything. And I order a lot of things online, so I try to do it one order so it, instead of having it come in separate shipments.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, everything comes in glass or plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And I get frustrated, and I'm trying to, like, identify, like, which products do this and which ones don't. But when, like, if it's, like, a fancy cream or serum or something, they want to make it look like you're getting more. So they make the bottle really big, but then the actual amount of, like, product is so small. So that drives me crazy because it's, like, I know that I'm not getting more.
Right.
And you're just, like, wasting, like,
space.
Yeah, it's just more product. And then also, like, even if you're just talking about, like, space efficiency in your home, like, people don't have, like, big sprawling places to live anymore, so you want things smaller, compact, things that can be crushed down and put into the recycling bin, like, and I can't reuse the bottles either. Like, a lot of them have those kind of lids where you can't, like, open them, wash them out, and use them for something else, like, so you're pretty much stuck with tossing them.
Yeah, and I try to recycle that kind of, some of that stuff, and I don't even think it ends up in the recycle. I think it goes still. So then, like, what is there anything that you're doing today that's like actions or purchases that you're making that you're doing it solely because it's like a better, it has less of an impact on the environment than, like, the alternative?
I think the one thing I've tried to wean out of our house, and my boyfriend tends to buy this, is, like, the paper towels. So trying to switch over to, like, all washcloths and making sure we have, like, a color system of what goes where. And then I did join that Grove website for, like, cleaning products.
Uh-huh.
And I like how they come packaged. I switched from dryer sheets to, like, the wool balls for the and that one's great. I really like those actually a lot. They, like, perform better. They smell good. And, yeah, there's, like, no reason to have something that you throw away.
Sure.
What else? I think that's about it, unfortunately. Like, I don't really have a lot of wiggle room with my – well, I do go to the – I have to drive quite a bit, but there's, like, an Indian grocery store, like, the Asian markets where you can get more bulk items or, like, they give it to you in like a bigger amount. So
I've
kind of gotten creative with like storage solutions. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I drive a Prius out of the house. That always makes me feel like slightly better.
I hear you. I would love a I would love a Prius. Oh my gosh. We don't drive that much, so I feel too, like, that's something I don't feel too bad about, but yeah, I would love a Prius.
Yeah.
Electric car now.
One other thing I did, mm-hmm. I haven't, and I do enjoy, like it more, and one thing with California, the thrift shopping scene is really nice, so I really try to not buy a lot of new, I buy like new clothes, but usually from like secondhand places, yeah,
that's
been one plus for sure.
That's perfect lead into my next question, because I was going to ask, like, living where you live, just talking about the current culture there of, like, making purchasing decisions based on environmental concerns, it sounds like some things are okay or good and some things are not so good. So is there anything, like, what would you say that your area is doing well and then, like, is not doing well?
I don't know if it's specific to the area, but we'll start with they're not doing well. The layout of the city is just awful. I like that there's all individual housing, and they don't build vertically very much, but also that means, like, so much property space is being taken up, and, like, that means a lot more parking is compacted in the streets, and you just end up driving around and around and wasting gas even searching for parking. The layout of the city, and then they don't do, like, they don't support compost in the city. We don't have a food co-op for, like, bulk food items, and no plastic grocery stores, which I think the demand is there, and there's just a lot of city regulations that are pushing back. So I've tried to join a couple of those groups that are trying to get it going, but it's a lot of time commitment, and they've been working at it for years with like no turnaround. So I would say the driving and the lack of those kind of resources. There is a farmer's market, that's great, but it is pretty expensive. So lack of public transportation. What they're doing well, I mean, I guess like the Facebook marketplace, I use that a lot to buy like furniture, and then secondhand stores for clothes. But also I really enjoy those things. Like, they actually have good stuff. I can't say that there's a lot of stuff I think they're doing particularly well. Like, California is so into fads and stuff, so I was just talking to someone, like, everyone here is into, like, crystals and yada yada yada, and, like, she was, like, looking at this thing of, like, ethically sourced crystals, because it is such a fad. Like, where are they getting this stuff, and where is it being mined from? And I'm sure it's not, like, a fair trade kind of thing.
Sure.
Because when these fads pop up and people make it popular, it's just, like, the demand is so high, they don't have time to, like, put in a, you know, a fair system.
Right.
So I think that part about California, they're definitely susceptible to that crap. Mm-hmm. I think that's all that comes to mind right now.
Yeah. Like you said, the food co-ops, they're not really, they don't really have, they don't have them there. And so when you had a food co-op in Chicago or in Mount Pleasant, or were you able to get products without plastic packaging typically?
Yes. If I brought my own, so like for milk, I would be able to get the glass of milk and then bring it back, and they would refill it, or they would they would use it and then give me a fresh one. And then for like that Mr. Bonner soap, there was like a refill thing for there, so I could bring in my old container and refill, and they had like all the different, you know, kinds of, like, not flavors, but you know what I mean. And then their spices were, they had a wide variety of spices, nuts and grains and beans, rice, flours. but like a variety enough, because like I cook a lot of different kinds of foods, that like I didn't feel like boxed in by my choices.
Got it.
So that was helpful. And then for honey and maple syrup, those were refill containers too. Candy. Yeah, and I think it's kind of what they have at Whole Foods, but again, the prices and the variety is pretty limited. And yeah.
Sure. What was, like, this one that you're explaining that had, like, the Bronner soap refill and, like, had the spices and nuts and grains and beans? Where was that at?
I've had that at Mount Pleasant. There's a Green Tree Co-op. And then it was also at People's Co-op, I think, in Ann Arbor.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to People's Co-op. Cool. That's awesome. That's exactly the kind of stuff I'm interested in, is like people that have found those kind of places.
And one thing I was wondering, maybe you know this, is so that even if you don't have like your own stuff to fill up, which can be kind of hard to take to the store, but like they usually have recyclable bags or like plastic bags that are made out of like a more compostable material. I don't know what it is, but so that was always nice too. Like even if you didn't have something, like you could refill it in like a paper bag or something. But here, all the grocery stores just have those plastic bags to put your produce in. That seems like a pretty easy thing to switch out, but I'm sure it's expensive or something.
Right. So you had mentioned one of your challenges when you have that available to you was like getting over like your own bottles to the store. Cause like if you're walking or something, that can definitely be a barrier. Were there any other challenges you could think of, like with having like the non-packaged options available?
Having to get the weigh, so just the amount of time it took to weigh each item, label it, and then refill it so that they could pair the weight. So time-consuming, bulky, hard to travel with, heavy to get back in the house. And you might not always have the right size of bottle for what you want, so it's not always practical, because sometimes you might end up making more trips to the grocery store because the bottles that you filled weren't big enough, if that makes sense. So, I think those are pretty much it.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for. Cool. And then, so you talked about how you purchased, like, cleaning supplies and bath products. Like, now they're coming in plastic, but before you were able to, there were some choices where you could do refills. Is there anything that you can think of, I guess bath or like bath cleaning or food, any kind of purchase that you do now or did in a previous life, have like that you like go out of your way for, like might be like it would be less convenient like than the alternative. And it might be these examples you've already provided, like maybe going to the co-op was harder than just going to Kroger or whatever. So,
there aren't a lot that I can say right now. I mean, I think other than trying to make the switch to more, like, reusable cleaning products and, buying secondhand things, I don't think there is stuff I go out of my way to
purchase. Like, not available.
Yeah, the lack of availability, access, time to get those items. And then also this thing of just, like, you want to get it. Because, like, if you do get those items, you usually order them online, and what if you get them and you don't like them and they don't work, and then it's just money down the drain? So it would be nicer if there was more, like, brick-and-mortar type stores where you could try the stuff.
I hear you. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Actually, one thing would be nice is, I was thinking about this, is can you buy, like, compostable garbage bags? Because all the garbage bags that I get like at Walmart or whatever, they're all just like the big thick black plastic ones. Like, are there compostable versions that would also still hold in everything? Because just envisioning that, it was just so sad to think of all like the plastic bags and then go in the garbage pile.
I buy compostable dog poop bags, but I have never seen a compostable garbage bag.
Yeah, where is with that?
I don't know. If they can make it for dog poop, then I feel like they can make
I can trust it with my garbage.
Right? I'm wondering, so I was actually just looking it up because I can't remember. Oh, yeah, it is Grove. I thought that there was another site that was doing the more, like, eco-friendly. They might have, like, a garbage bag or something.
Yeah.
That
would be worth it, I think, because you buy them in bulk and you definitely have to use them, so.
Yeah, and, like, it's hard to imagine that you'd get the, you know, wrong one or whatever. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, so they have recycled plastic bags.
Okay.
Full Circle Fresh Waste Fresh Air Compostable Waste Bags, yeah. So kind of, sort of, a little bit of an option. But mm-hmm. So that's an online option.
Mm.
Okay. And then what was I going to say? I just lost my question. So what about paying more for something that's better for the environment? Do you... In the past or currently, is there anything that you can think of that you would pay more for?
Yeah, I think I would. Let's see. So, like, what would be some products that... So, like, if I meant, like, I think groceries are just, like, on my mind, but, like, because that is something I get, like, at least once or twice a week,
mm-hmm.
and ends up being the majority of my waste. So, yeah, I would probably pay more to, like, be able to go to a no-plastic grocery store or get some bulk items, because I think
mm-hmm.
in the long run it would end up being a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably pay more for, like, if I knew that, like, a skincare product or shampoo would work just as well, because I do have, like, specific conditions I'm trying to treat. Like,
mm-hmm.
I would probably pay more if I knew that they were, like, I don't know, operating in a way that's better for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, but I'm sure there's a margin where I just wouldn't because I'm also
cheap.
So.
Totally. It's hard to say where that line is, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel it too. And then I have two more questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your overall opinion about things being branded as, like, eco-friendly or green?
Ooh, very skeptical. I think it's a marketing term, and just because I work with, like, eating disorders and, like, food myths
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, I'm just hyper aware of, like, oh, if we make the packaging green and put a leaf on it, people are going to buy it. And so, yeah, skeptical. I don't know what the regulations are. I don't know who's regulating it. And then the current, like, political EPA environment,
mm-hmm.
very unsure.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it, though, so I don't know if they're... Because the same way, like, organic products are regulated, like, do they have those for, like, green products? Or is there, like, a stamp of approval from a certain organization or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just... I feel similar to you and, like, I think people just put, like... They label things in green and put a leaf on them and, like, make it sound eco-friendly. But
mm-hmm.
But I feel like if it's packaged in the same way as, like, all of our other consumer products, then it's probably
yeah.
not much eco, probably not much more green.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about the regulations. It's something I'm definitely interested in looking into.
I do tend to grab it if I do see, like, things in cardboard type of –
mm-hmm.
my assumption is that they're more – easily compostable, so I
mm-hmm.
would gravitate toward those products, I guess.
Yep.
Like, I don't buy bottled water, like, try not to, but if I, like, I have seen people with those boxed water bottles,
mm-hmm.
so I guess if I was in a bind, that would be the one I'd go for.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you would do that, obviously, like, within reason, but, like, if that boxed water was, like, you know.
At a higher cost, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it would be something I would buy so rarely that it wouldn't really put a
right.
dent in anything to pay an extra dollar.
Got it. Cool. And then is there any, like, service. So when I say like products, when I say products, I mean like apps or websites that you're using to that are providing a service to you to be more green or use less plastic.
The only one that comes to mind is Grove and the mm-hmm. Facebook Marketplace, because it is a mm-hmm. retail kind of thing. And Craigslist, but Craigslist isn't that popular out here, so I use Facebook Marketplace mostly. But, yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else. I think those two.
Nice. This was, you gave me so much good information. Like, all of that information about the co-op and, like, the challenges, that's, like, exactly what I need. And then all of the stuff about, like, making different choices about affordability and convenience, like, that's huge. So that's super helpful.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you need more people to chat with, or?
Well, I'm actually, like, I want to, so the other reason I'm doing this particular project is because one of our, like, Ben and I is, like, one of our, like, I don't know if it's like a retirement goal or like a 20-year goal or whatever, but one of our goals has always been, we've always wanted to open like a bulk food store or like a refill kind of place.
Fucking no plastic grocery store. John and I have been talking about that so many times. Like, just do it. I'm like, I don't know how.
I know. I think it would be a huge hit. Like so I did some research on. There's one there's a couple in London and a couple, there's one particular store that has started and they're like in a bunch of different countries now, but they do all bulk, no plastic. Yeah, France, I've heard. Japan, apparently, this is like a huge business in Japan because they have a ton of stores that are no plastic. Like, it's not no plastic, it's they have no packaging. And so you have to bring in everything. And so people bring in a lot of plastic to, like, fill up, but it's their own that came from their house.
And I think they make it, like, there's so many more weigh scales around throughout the thing rather than you having to go to, like, one person. And it's just clean and, like,
I wonder,
definitely been a dream, too.
Yeah, but I wonder if the reason they don't exist here, or at least don't exist in the
regulations.
Way. Yeah, I'm wondering about food regulation here.
Yeah, because we're so insane about preventing allergies and cross-contamination that I think that it's just too many hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
And I do understand the allergens and stuff, like, that is a problem for a lot of people, but then those people would just, you know, want to shop at a place that feels safer to them. And it sucks because they're kind of left out of it, but it's still, like, we still need to serve, like, a mass market.
Right, but exactly. Totally.
They would totally get sued if they got, you know, some nuts in something or whatever.
Right. Yeah, no, totally. I mean, it's interesting that, like, other countries are able to do it, but we say we're not able to do it here. Or, you know, I haven't done all the research, so maybe it just hasn't caught on. Or I just can't imagine, though, because, like, it just seems like such a big need, and it seems like there's a lot of people interested in it. So
I would imagine that, like, because I don't know, is it, like, a federal regulation for those things or state level? Because the reason why, like, the U.S. can't get so many things off the ground is just it's too freaking big, and there's, like, too many infighting opinions. But, like, you know, a small place like Japan where everyone's kind of, like, more homogenous, like, they're going to be more like-minded. And I also think that allergy levels in the U.S. are way higher than most places. So.
That's really interesting. Yeah, I think I was, like, trying to do some digging on the FDA's website. But, like, I mean, you can't, it's so, everything is, like, very much based on, like, one product. So, like, you look up one product and you see, like, the regulations on whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's necessarily talking about, like, how food needs to be packaged, like, from a broad scale. It's very much, like, and even then, it's hard to find packaging information. And I just did a cursory, like, search. But something you should check out, and I know LA is huge, so I have no idea if this is around you at all, but there's a place called The Refillery LA.
Refillery?
Refillery.
Oh, Refillery. Okay. No, I never heard of that.
Oh, no, not A. R-E-S-I-L-L-E-R-Y. So they are, I think it's like a one woman team running it, but she has like a van and she has all of this, like I think it's mostly, it's eco-friendly soaps, detergents, bath and body products. And she like parks in certain places. She has like a schedule online and goes to different neighborhoods. And then you can bring your own containers and refill at her mobile station.
Oh, I love her. Well, I'm looking it up right now. Kelly Murphy, okay.
Let's see. So she has Dr. Bronner's. That's the only thing that she... Oh, no, wait. I'm on... That's right.
Oh, that's awesome. She has, like, a whole calendar of, like, zero waste workshops and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Sweet.
It looks like... Our mobile refill station now makes house calls. So, like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like your work would be interested in this, but, like, if there's another place that, like,
no.
you could, like, send.
I think that's the shitty part is, like, Center for Discovery is huge and they have so many locations. So if they chose to make a commitment and a change, it would have a way bigger impact. But at the same time, like, the litigation and, like, joint commission coming and saying, like, this is how it has to be done, nobody wants to be – caught, you know, in
right.
And
no,
the thing is, like, they're like protecting themselves against threats that don't exist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're just like, in theory, this could happen and we don't want to deal with it, so let's just, you know, be really rigid and strict.
Yeah. It's because we like just everyone suing everyone.
No, it's definitely a thing. I think my biggest thing is like trying to get another recycling bin in here so that, because like the recycling thing fills up so fast, everyone starts throwing it away.
Yeah.
But like, I don't even know where the recycling is going, but let's just at least try.
Yeah. I used to, this is like really embarrassing, but I used to, the place I worked for in Colorado, I worked for a contractor I was a big hospital job. And so I was like working on site at the construction office, and there wasn't any, they didn't pay to have recycling at the office. And so I stole some, like I got those, like, cardboard recycling containers. I got them from, like, our, like, branch office, and I brought them to the construction office. And, like, the construction office is huge, like, and they used to print out, I mean, they would print out, like, these massive drawings for the hospital, and they would be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages, and they're, like, I don't even know what size those sheets were. I mean, they're the kind that you, like, have to roll out onto a table. And they would just, and they had so many of these, and they would throw them all away. And so it was driving me nuts. So I brought these, like, cardboard recycle boxes in one morning before everyone got there. And they're like, oh, we got recycling. And then I would just stay late one day a week, and I would take the recycling back to my apartment complex. They were, after I left, they were probably like, what happened to our recycling?
Oh, that's so funny. Wait, where was this? In Colorado?
Yeah, it was a terrible job. I hated the job, but I was like, but no one was like, no one was conscious of it. And there was just
I really like imagining you wearing like a cape and like a mask. Like,
I just felt like such an idiot. I was like, everyone would be like, oh, you're staying late tonight, and I was like, yeah. And I would just sit around, and then, like, I would load, like, after everyone left, I would load all these recycle bins into my car, and then I would have to, like, sneak because I didn't know if, like, our apartment complex would fine us for, like, throwing all this recycling into our recycle bin, like, in the back.
That's funny.
I saved a couple of trees, I think, maybe not.
That'll make a good opening for when you launch your products in the store. I think it would. Yeah, very lovable. All right. I think I better get back to doing whatever I do here.
Well, thank you so much for spending this time with me. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on your engagement.
Thank
I'm so happy
you.
For you.
Yeah, I want to talk more about, like, my stuff outside of this.
I know.
But,
yeah, let's plan
really
to catch
fun.
Up.
Of course.
For sure.
Yeah. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Miss you.
Miss you.